Heavenly Father, we thank you for being in the midst tonight. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. Lord, it is resting upon the glory. I can see the glory of God upon every face tonight. As all because the King of glory is in the midst of his people.
Amen.
The Lord our God in the midst of us, he is mighty.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst. And we thank you as we go to read your word tonight, Lord. It will let it be additional blessings, Lord. Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We worship and we glorify thy name.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, by the grace of God, I want us to just go back to the continuity in the book of Revelation. Amen?
Amen.
Like we went through the book of Daniel. I know we went through the seven church ages. And we are doing this because among us, we know there are vegetarians here. Amen. Who have known study book of Revelation and so on, but we have to even then, to those who have been holding this thing and so on, we can say in the word of the scripture that I think in 2 Peter 1:12-13. So to those of us who have been familiar with this scripture before, so the presentation will be in the spirit of 2 Peter 1:12-13. Which says, putting us always in remembrance of these things. Amen?
Amen.
Though we know them, see, and be established in the present truth. Amen?
Amen.
And to stir us up by the putting off and putting us in remembrance.
Amen.
And to the new generation, and so I just come so that they might also understand. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why, and this Bible, like we always say, as it is said, it's a will within a will, amen?
Amen.
So you can read it one time and God will still reveal new things to you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we went as far as Revelation chapter 5. And the last time we were going, we went through the seven the church ages. And we went to Revelation chapter 5. We know went to chapter 4 of Revelation. And then tonight, we want to touch on certain verses in 6. There are tons of things you can do in the book of Revelation because it goes right to the end of the age and to the millennium. So just as a reminder of what we said in Revelation 5, I want to read part of that so that we can connect it to Revelation 6, And Revelation 5, 1. So, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to lose the seals thereof. And the Bible says, and no man in heaven, nor in heart, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And the apostle said, and I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, either to look thereon. So what have we discussed in those other lessons we had, that the content of this book, this e-book, was in no doubt the book that contains the verse of the future, amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And it contains the title deed of the earth. See, that book contains that, it contains the title deed of the earth. And we talk about the law of the kinsman redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
And what is that? According to the law of inheritance, only a near kinsman may redeem a lost possession. That is in Leviticus 25. Not even the strong angel who gave the proclamation could do it, as neither angels nor archangels qualify, because they are of a different order. So we know that. So among those of the human race, no man in heaven, the Bible says, or in heart, could be found worthy to perform the act of redemption. Amen?
Amen.
Not one man. Only God is can do it. So John wept because with no man found worthy to open the book, there was no hope of redemption. That's why he was crying. Amen? However, John's sorrow was brief, for Christ appeared on the scene. Christ, being the near kinsman, was both qualified and worthy, amen?
Amen.
Worthy, worthy, worthy is the land, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is beautifully illustrated, you see, Jesus in every book of the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. If you know how to read it properly, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So this is beautifully illustrated in the story of Boaz and Ruth. And that is in chapter 4. We're not going to tonight. Of book of Ruth. Now, the truth there is this. We know as Ruth, a type of the bride. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord always symbolized the church with a woman. Amen.
Amen.
So in that book of Ruth, even Christ was in there. Amen. Boaz was a type of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The near kinsman. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then Ruth was a type of the church. Ruth had to wake after encountering Boaz, right? For a certain time, a length of time, for Boaz to complete the redemptive, the what he has to do according to the Jewish law to redeem her, right?
Yes.
So we, the church today, like Ruth, are waiting for the Lord Jesus to bring in the last one.
Amen.
And then shall the rapture take place. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we are a type of Ruth, and Christ is our, you know, it's in Boaz, Christ is our Boaz. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to wait a certain time since the encounter. He was dealing in that Boaz field, right?
Yes.
And when it's now called that he has to redeem her, she has to wait a little bit of time, right? Why Boaz take care of things, amen? What are we waiting for now? We are like Ruth, waiting for the coming of the Lord. And we are doing the work of redemption until the last, when the last one comes in. Irenaeus was quoted as saying this back in the church ages. You know, that when the last one comes in, then the Lord will appear, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is what we are talking about. So we are now the coming of the Lord, great now. That's the background now. So what we're going to do, I'm going to jump to Revelation, the 6th chapter tonight. And why it said it is. Those seven sealed books and so on. I want to read just about one or two verses of it tonight. So there are. So tonight, these are the horse riders, you know, of the book of Revelation 6. So Revelation 6, verse 1 and 2 is the fourth seal. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. So he is the one who opened the seals, amen. Praise the Lord. Only he is able to do it, you know. And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. See? Now, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Just to bring us back in Revelation chapter 4, who are those, you know, four beasts and so forth, like we discover. You know, the King James Version render this thing as beast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Went back to the book of Ezekiel. These are the living creatures, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were four beasts, full of eyes. So, they are called the living creatures, the Old Testament and so forth, you know, of before and behind. And verse 7 says, and the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast has a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. So these are the ones, when the Lamb opened at the sea, one of these people will make an announcement, amen?
Amen.
So Brad John, come see. Praise the Lord. So now, let's see now. So now, Bible said that, that no, when he opened it, there was a noise of a thunder. So now, what is that? We can just use scripture to compare scripture, amen?
Amen.
So in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, I say, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, amen? So what is that? Well, we can look at other scripture and see what it may mean, amen? So let's go to John chapter 12. Praise God. The significance of that thunder thing. The significance. In John 12, I want to read a couple of verses in there, you know, letting the Bible interpret itself. Praise God. So in John 12, verse 23 to 30, I want to quickly read it. See? And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, There shall also my servants be, amen. All over the Bible, he wants us to be where he is, amen. That's how much he loves us. Praise the Lord. See? You know, so, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I read all those because they are so sweet to come to this verse 29. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Amen.
Amen.
Others said, an angel spoke to him. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but because for your sake. So the noise of the thunder, as you hear, was the voice of the Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Uttering the mysteries of the fourth seal in Revelation 6:1. And one of the living creatures, the lion like one, asked John to come see it. What John saw and wrote to the church were in symbols. We know that. So that is verse 2 of Revelation 6. And I saw, they are all in symbols, right? And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him. And he went forth, conquering and to conquer. Now, over the year, before this age, where many believers and so forth, they have interpreted that white horse and who sat on it in different ways. They think it was Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So they thought it was Christ, but it wasn't, as I'm going to see now. So where many Christians in the past gave an explanation, some of them, I have one of them here as follows. They said, the white horse is a power, a charger, they said. You know, that's before the end of the age when God brings all the true revelation of this scripture. And they say, the man that sat on the white horse was the Holy Spirit, they thought, that went forth in the early age and conquered that age. For the kingdom of God, they think. And I keep on reading one of the ancient interpretations which was not really correct. And he had a bow in his hand, which meant like Cupid. A Cupid is just like ancient Roman god of love, they think. And he shot the arrows of love, they think, into the hearts of the people and the love of God. And he conquered. That was what they thought. One of the many, many interpretations. But we are living at the end of the age, amen?
Amen.
So, but the scriptures promise that at the evening time, amen?
Amen?
At the end of the age, it shall be light, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Zechariah 14:6. Let me read it to you. So, at the end of the age, so God said, I be light. Zechariah 14:6. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Amen?
Amen.
We are living at the evening time of the age. Praise the Lord. In fact, we are nearing the midnight. Praise God. Even the atomic scientists, about 4 weeks ago, they put the atomic clock at 2 minutes to midnight. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Back in World War One, significant event, everything was 11, 11, 11, 11. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And telling you that we are, you know, prophetically speaking, we are nearing the midnight of the age, prophetically speaking. Praise God. So it is the evening time, and the evening light has come, amen,
amen.
To the church of the living God. They want to know nothing about these things, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So prophetically speaking, it is the evening time. Then, watch now, because come this year, we're now in 2018, right?
Yes.
You know, if the Lord tell it now, Israel will be 70 years old, amen? In about 2 or 3 months, praise God. Israel will be 70 years old, you know, since May 1948, and fulfilling the word of the law that is spoke in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. So that's one of the most important scriptures in the Bible, praise the Lord. The last scattering of Israel. Right in our generation, they will never do that land again, amen?
Amen.
the Messiah will come. May the millennials will meet them right there in that land. Amen. I will be with the Lord in that same land. Praise God. So in the evening time, you know, is yeah, so on. Now the evening light from the Lord. See, the Holy Ghost has given the church the revelation of these symbols. Amen. In our own time. Deuteronomy 29 says this. The 29th verse. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. Amen. Forever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is in your time and my time. We didn't earn it. It's predestination. Amen.
Amen.
We, if we make a boast, we boast in the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's all we can do. So we just want to, that's why we should just really love Him. So we see that now. So, and forever. That we may do all the words of this Lord, meaning the word of the Lord. Praise God. It's in our time that God has chosen to reveal all these things. Now, according to the Lord Jesus, the church is built on revelation. Amen. So that is in Matthew 16. I probably won't even go to read all of those. But usually it's always good to read the younger ones to know what we're talking about most of the time. Let me just read it. Amen. Praise God. The church is built on revelation, and I want to read in Matthew 16. So that's, you know, how, you know, in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea in Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? See? The disciples, the Lord was just asking them now, who do they say that I am? You know? So I'm trying to explain by what God has shown us over the years, that the church is built on revelation, amen? And here are the scriptures that tell us that, you know, of many scriptures. Verse 14. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say you are Elias. And others say you are Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he says unto them, but whom say ye that I am? You my disciples. Whom say ye? You tell me what people are saying about me. But what about you? What do you say about me, O disciples? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. So that means the anointed one, amen?
Amen.
The Messiah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Christ means the anointed one, praise God.
Amen.
See, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven, amen?
Amen.
So that's revelation, it's a revelation. So all the truth of the Bible and so forth, the church is built upon revelation.
Amen.
Christ, not Peter that knows this thing, the Heavenly Father revealed it to Peter that is of the Christ, amen?
Amen?
John the Baptist, when he was preaching the coming, you know, as I prophesied of him many, many years ago, John the Baptist, right? The Bible said that, you know, that he will usher in the coming of the Lord and something like that, you know. And so, talking about how he said that, he said, he that is to come is in the midst of you. Now, I don't even know him. But the thing is this, he that told me to go and preach his coming, tells me how do I know it? Whom I will see the Spirit of the Lord descend upon him, that is him, amen?
Amen.
The anointed one, the Christ, amen?
Amen?
That's how he knew, praise God. Yeah, he had a message and so on. And the Lord gave him his symbol and his sign. As the Lord was coming out of that, you know, baptism and so on, the day of John and so on, Bible said the Holy Ghost descended like a dove upon him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anyway, so the church is built upon revelation. All I'm trying to say is in that one and so on. So let's go. So now let's go back to these symbols and so forth as God has revealed to us in our times. So to distinguish the identity of the... Now, we have to compare this figure in Revelation 6:2. So the one we know that is Christ, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We compare, so we don't know these 6:2 things, but let us look at the Lord Jesus as he appeared in the Bible and see if this guy that is described in 6:2 actually matched that one, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to see that they're contradictory really. So now, to distinguish the identity of the white horse rider of Revelation 6:2 from that of Christ, the scripture depicted Christ. Also, of course, riding on a horse in Revelation 19 chapter. You see, the devil, you know, is always counterfeiting everything the Lord does. Amen.
Mm.
So the true Christ is in Revelation 19. Let's read it now. Also riding on a white horse. Let's see now. That's why some people in the ancient time, before the end of the time come, you know, get confused. Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. See? And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness He does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture deep in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And verse 14 says, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth proceeded a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treaded the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen?
Amen.
That is the true Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we can now compare and contrast this figure in Revelation 6:2. You can see how they are in contrast. So, the horse rider of Revelation 6:2. Now, you have read the true Christ, right? Let's now take one by one the description of the Revelation 6:2 horse rider. In 6:2, that horse rider has no name. Amen?
Amen.
But Christ has name. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And but the one, Revelation 19, Christ has name. Because we read that he had a name written, right?
Yes.
That no man knew. Praise God.
Amen.
But himself. And verse 13 of Revelation 19, and his name is called the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And also that, and on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
This figure in Revelation 6:2 has no name. Amen?
Amen.
So that's one distinguishing. Can be Christ. Amen? Christ is always the same. Amen?
Amen?
Yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that is one point. Let's even see more things. Now, two, the horse rider of Revelation 6:2 had a bow, but there is nothing said about him having any arrows in it, right?
Yes.
See, can you imagine such a thing? So, he must be a bluffer, an imitator, praise God.
Yes.
I mean, you have a bow, you don't have any arrows. It's like having a lot of thunder, if you want, but no lightning with it. See, that's how, what the truth I can say. But we know that Christ has both lightning and thunder, amen? Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So, because we read the Revelation 4:5, and out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunder. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So this figure in Revelation 6:2 is just almost like contrary to the Lord. So what we are saying, in summary, to just tell this thing, to say that all those well-meaning believers in the medieval time, they just see a white horse. They didn't have the revelation. All is based upon revelation. Amen? So now, let's see now. So, and Christ has a sharp sword, right, that comes out of his mouth, which is the living word, amen?
Amen.
Right? That sword symbolizes the word of God, And Revelation 19:15, which we read before, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. But the figure in Revelation 6:2 cannot smite anything because, so it's just playing the part of a hypocrite, amen? Period, Now, one thing we can say again. This also man, in Revelation 6:2, he had no crown. Amen? He had no crown. But one was given him. See? But in Revelation, so I read in Revelation 6:2, a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. So he didn't have any crown. One was only given to him. But for the Lord Jesus Christ, so in Revelation 19:12, he had not just crown, he had crowns. Amen? So, the Bible says, Revelation 19:12, his eyes was a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Amen?
Amen.
So, we can see, comparing and contrasting this man or figure, or whatever, as it's in Revelation 6, with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can see that's a different. Now, with no arrows, with his bow, yet he went on conquering. What kind of conquering is that? Amen?
Amen.
He has bow, but he has no arrow in there. Yes, he went on conquering. See, what kind of conquering is that? So, that's in Revelation 6:2. So, how can he do that? So, now, the exposition of the seven church ages in Revelation chapters 1 through 3 gave us the answer how this man can just go like that, with a bow, with no arrows, yet he went on conquering and conquering. How can he do that? So, the exposition of the seven church ages and so forth gave us the answer. So, in Revelation 2, if you remember, in our study of the book of Revelation, the seven church ages, the Bible says that it's a doctrine called the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, right? Now, how did it start? I want to read it now. In Revelation 2:6, but this thou hast, that thou hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which are also hated, the Lord said, Here, the law commended the Ephesian church, because it's the first church age, right? So, the law commended the Ephesian church, of hating what was at that time, in church age, just a deed, amen? It was a deed in the first church age. But as we go through the other church ages, what I'm saying here is in Revelation 2:15. So has that also then that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which also I hate, like I said. So we see that the Nicolaitans heresy had already begun right in the Ephesian church age, and so on that, even the time of the apostles had begun. So what were did in the Ephesian church age had now become a doctrine by the time we get to the Pergamos age. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we went through that in all the seven church. We went through that as well. So the word, again, back to our study, the word Nicolaitan comes from Nikao, meaning to conquer, and the Loa, meaning the laity. So Nicolaitan then means to conquer the church. This man has bow, no arrows, right? And yet he went on conquering and conquering and conquering, right? So it was a religious conquest. Amen? Praise the Lord. So conquering the church and so on, it was a religious conquest, So we see. So Nicolaitan is a symbol of the development of a priestly order. That was happening in the church ages. It was a priestly order that ruled over the laity, you see? And it constitutes a fundamental deviation from the Lord's command, which we went through before. In Matthew 23, the Lord said this, verse 8, but be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father on the earth, for one and only one is your father, which is in heaven. Amen. But we have a priestly order, Roman Catholic and so forth and so on, There you see their head, they are the father and so on. I was given a crown too, and so on, that, So we see that one in India. So in 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, amen? So we don't need any, a holy nation, a peculiar people. What a sweet thing the Lord said about you and I here. Very, very wonderful. That ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So what are you saying here? The meaning is this then. So, is that they started a doctrine to replace the ministerial gifts that the living God set up in the church with some priests, bishops, and popes. See, that is the thing. So that is what conquered the laity. So they replaced the apostolic ministry that God gave, the ministry of the apostle, the prophet, and so on. Now, this evil system now replace all these biblical and church ministerial gifts with all these man-made things. See? So, in 1 Corinthians 12, the Bible tells us what the officers of the church are. And it says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, and God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. These are the official Holy Ghost anointed and God instituted ministers of the church. Amen?
Amen.
So in the dark ages now, when this white horse rider came in symbol, the Nicolaitan system, now they set apart all that God has set up for the church. Amen?
Amen.
They now replace with man-made doctrine. Nicolaitan, they conquer the laity. They can't even read the Bible. The Pope or somebody else has to read the Bible to them. That's how what is God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that is what God has the revealing. So we know it wasn't the Christ in that Revelation 6 is the Antichrist system, amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So we see. So this one opened the way for all other errors when they replaced God's way of running the church with a man-made, not only man-made, but satanic and devilish system, amen?
Yeah.
that is a bride of Satan also. Praise God.
Amen.
That is a bride of God, that is a bride of Satan. This evil system is the bride of Satan. So we know. Now, Christ no longer was the mediator between God and man. You have to now go to a priest to make confession. Can you see now? So today they remove Christ as the only mediator. Bible says there's only one mediator. Amen.
Amen.
But this evil system now put man there to be a mediator. You have to confess your sin and all this purgatory and so on that, you know. So this is what the Bible is talking about here, you know. So instead, the priest or even Mary or dead saints became the mediator. See, in this evil system. It's happening right now. See, today it's still happening. See, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, thus was the headship of Christ set aside in favor of a substitute or ecclesiastical hierarchy. You know, the unchristian system soon developed into Roman Catholic Church with all its evil errors. Amen.
Yeah.
That's why it began from all this that we are seeing today. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans is a trend that usually shows in a denominational set and so on, that, you know, and its pioneer days are over. The headship of Christ is ignored, like I said before, and organization is substituted for God's power. That is what took place in all those ages, and it's continued today and so on. In Revelation 6, I want to finish up now. So, the fourth seal, you know, and we're going to see, we won't take them one by one as we go the next time, just to save time. We're going to show that even the rest of these riders are the same one. Amen?
Amen.
Just changing his evil ministry. Amen? The same personality. Praise the Lord. So, but tonight, just if you remember this first one, the other us riders are the same personality. Just changing his, you know, his mask. You know, but the same demon and some behind. You know, so, in Revelation 6, in short, it says, "And I saw when a lamb has opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the note of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him. It looked so good, you know, a white horse and so on, even compared to Revelation 19, the true Christ. Can you see it now? But now, it's a deceiver and so on, you know. And the crown was given unto him, and he went on to conquer, a religious conquest. It's still here today. Praise God. And the thing is this, and some of God's children, I've even seen that system, and God will bring all of them out, you know? Praise the Lord. So that's in the summary. The white horse rider then, this is the summary of the ocean I've said tonight. The white horse rider of Revelation 6:2 is not Christ, but the Antichrist, the spirit of who, by religious conquest, conquered the laity in church history. Amen?
Amen.
That is the summary of what we are talking about tonight and so on. He looked so close to Christ that it almost deceived the elect. You see, even when many things, like I read one of the letters, you know, when many things they talk to and so on, even the one of the words that God used to reveal this thing to us, his first sermon, many, many years in 1940s, he talked to himself, amen?
Amen.
Until the evening time, evening light came, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It is the evening time, the night, and so on. Oh, but praise God, the elect is not deceived, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So now, in Matthew 24:24, so don't forget the scripture here, but it will be so close that it will deceive. So, let me read to you. Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christ, like that man in Revelation 6:2, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Amen?
Amen.
Today, the only people that people know as the church, the one that is the Roman Catholic Church. But God is out of that system. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that is it. So we are not going to be going sea by sea, but next time we just show just quickly in one service all the rest of them together and see how they. Remember the book of Joel, right? What the caterpillar has eaten, right? Cankerworm, the same devil, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and so the palmerworm, it's the same devil all over. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's the same thing happening here in the book of Revelation, the same man, the same horse rider, and so on, that, you know. So, just one thing, because there are so many things we can talk about the book of Revelation, because the Bible says, blessed are they that read it and hear it, the word of this prophecy, amen.
Amen.
So, even just read the Bible, the book of Revelation, that is blessing upon it, amen.
Amen.
So we can never lose. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I want to read God's promise to us tonight in the book of Isaiah. Just for today, God just showed it me today and so on. I think, you know, so in Isaiah 42, in your endeavors, No matter what you are going through and so on in your life today, Isaiah 42, I'm going to read three scriptures tonight from Isaiah and so on, 42 verse 16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. Amen?
Amen.
And I will lead them in paths that they have not known. Amen?
Amen.
Don't lead to your own understanding. See? I will make darkness light before them. Amen?
Amen?
That's for you tonight and for me tonight. Amen?
Amen.
I will make darkness light before them.
Amen.
And crooked things straight.
Hallelujah.
These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, again, the same, Isaiah 45, verse 2. I will go before thee, amen?
Amen.
Take it personal, amen?
Amen?
I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight.
Amen.
I will break in pieces
yes.
the gates of brass.
Amen.
And I cut asunder the bars of iron, amen?
Amen.
In your life, spiritual life, and so forth, God said, he said, I will do this thing and not forsake you, amen?
Mm.
Now, Isaiah 41, the last, I want to read now. He said, don't be afraid of anything, amen?
Mm.
41, 10 of Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
Amen.
I will strengthen thee.
Mm.
Yea, I will help thee.
Amen.
Yea, I will uphold thee
yeah.
with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How wonderful are the words of the Lord. Father, thank you, Lord. The Bible, the prophet said, that what were found, and I did eat them. Thy word, O Lord, Bible says, is the joy and the rejoicing of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
One of us is another. He says, it's like fire in his bones.
Mm-hmm.
It quickeneth him. The word of the Lord quickeneth.
Mm-hmm.
It giveth life.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, Lord, O Lord God, we are quickened by the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
Bible says, by these promises, we are made partakers of the divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the old man is dead. He's crucified with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All the handwriting of ordinances written against us have been nailed to his cross. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder we can say we are crucified with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, we live.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, not we, but we are with Christ, liveth in us.
Mm-hmm.
So, we go tonight with this victory of the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for showing us where the church has been. The great deceiver. Bible says, deceiveth all nations. Bible says, but only the elect shall not be deceived. And we are so thankful tonight, Lord,
mm-hmm.
that we are not walking in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You have given us the grace to see the light. And make us to walk in the light. And tonight we are praying for the innocent souls, Lord, who have been taken captive
yes.
by this great deceiver. We are praying for their deliverance
yes.
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Out of man, Zion shall come deliverance to God's children.
Mm.
Lord, as you trumpeted in Revelation 18, come out of our my people. Don't receive of our sin and don't partake of our plagues.
Mm.
So we pray for all of God's children. Who are in this system tonight, Lord?
Mm.
Not just talking for talking's sake, Lord.
Mm.
Lord, as full of God, the grace of God, the word of God, my sheep, they know my voice. That voice of the Lord, let it reach the elected body who are seen in this system, Lord. Bible says, stranger, they will not follow, they will flee from them. So let it go round tonight, Lord of God, the word of the Lord, Lord, into this system and bring out your own.
Mm.
We know the system will not repent, Lord.
Mm.
Lord, they constitute the bride of Satan, but God will bring out his people. So we thank you tonight for your promise that you are with us. You reassure us that you are with us in the name of the Lord. And we go with this confidence now, Lord, as more than conquerors through you that loved us. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
So when you go somewhere, little children, somebody tell you that is Christ in Revelation 6:2. It's not Christ, amen?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Antichrist spirit. Praise God.
Wow.
The deceiver, So.